Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. Happy to have in the studio today John Allen Jr., a Chickasha native who's kind of a self-made musician.
There you go. Hi, John. Everyone. How you doing?
Man, we're glad to have you on the show. And just a young man that's kind of breaking out of the zone and doing some traveling.
That's
and
right.
Doing a lot of good stuff. So glad to help you out a little bit this morning, John.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. I know that it's an honor to do a radio interview, so I'm glad that you guys could squeeze me in.
There you go. Let's mention our sponsors, Community Bank of Oklahoma. You might know them.
That's right.
And Stanley Systems. So appreciate those
guys
for helping us out. So, John, just a lot of exciting news for you over about the last year, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of good things have been happening for you.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I got the opportunity to record in Nashville. They somehow wrangled me out there, so that's pretty nice. And being able to record and be serious about it and have studio musicians around and producers, you know, having thoughts about your own songs, it's a pretty special experience. And then to be able to release them, you know, having them be on all shameless plug right here, all major streaming platforms, go stream John Allen. But it's a dream come true to be able to be in this situation where people can actually listen to your music instead of just talking about, oh yeah, you know, I'm releasing songs eventually. So
got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
But mid-20s or so?
28.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, you know.
I appreciate it.
At my
thank
age,
you.
Everybody looks young. So.
There you go. Well, thank you for that. I'm flattered.
But not your first choice. Well, your first choice, but kind of in the background, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't think. It's like me in radio. You know, I always wanted to be in radio. It's like, I'll never be in radio. And then
it happens.
It happens. And 40 years later, believe it or not. So anyway, so maybe you're on that
Congrats on the long and storied career. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I went to OSU. Go Pokes. But I went to OSU, and I wanted to be an engineer. And then I realized, yeah, I really don't like math as much as I thought I did. So, you know, talk to mom and dad, put our heads together, and they're like, what do you want to do? And I realized, man, I think I just want to write songs and play music.
I bet they were a little bit cautious about that.
They definitely paused for a second, and then dad finally chimed up, and he said, fine, well, you're going to get a degree first.
Okay.
And so I went and got accounting and then got my master's in it, and then I had my cap and gown on, walking to graduate, and I turned back to mom and dad, and I said, can I finally do music now? They're like, yeah, we can make that happen.
Excellent. And that's interesting because you didn't have a music background necessarily when you went to school, right?
Yeah, no, I really didn't take music very seriously. I mean, obviously, I took lessons with Carolyn Hawk and then Joe Settlemyers. Shout out to, you know, Chickasha man Joe. But, you know, it's not something that I took very seriously. I played some talent shows, and I sang, and I always liked doing it, so that's why it came to
mind. You were okay, I guess, right?
Yeah, I could hold a tune sometimes, depending on who you ask. But, yeah, I finally just locked in once I realized, hey, this is what I want to take seriously, this is what I want to do, and I started writing songs, and the first ones weren't as good as Regret or Dying Days, but, you know, they did enough, and
right.
Developing that skill and then taking guitar more seriously as well and developing singing, and it all just kind of came together. And
so this has just all happened over the last 5 years or so?
Yeah.
I guess, really?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not the early guitar lessons
and talent shows,
but definitely the songwriting and going to Nashville, all that stuff has materialized relatively recently.
So you obviously listened to the radio, you know, when you were a kid and probably still today. And who are some of the artists that you liked a lot and thought maybe I might want to?
Well, when I was a kid, I listened to a lot of alternative rock to make my dad mad because he'd want to put country music on and I'd want to make him mad, so I'd turn it down. But I listened to The Killers a lot. I listened to Kings of Leon a lot. But then when I started getting into country music and realizing, hey, there's actually something special here, I started really listening to the writing of Zach Bryan and Tyler Childers especially, and now I'm kind of on a John Denver kick now. So, you know, there's some really special songwriting in country music that I wouldn't say is missing, but it's harder to find that soul in other genres, even though it's definitely there. I'm not going to talk down on other music genres.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And so give us an example of some of your songwriting, ballads. Do you have a theme or anything like that? Or
so, you know, my general theme is being heartbroken. But okay. when is country music not about that? But I've got a lot of genres in the Dying Days collection, which is the group of songs that I'm releasing right now. I've got everything from soft ballads to, you know, red dirt songs to two-stepping songs. You know, I really wanted to explore where I could go as a songwriter and see, okay, what can I make happen? You know, what do I like writing and what can I do well? And I realized, hey, you know, being authentic, you can kind of write whatever you want. And so,
do you have any, as far as idols, as far as songwriters go?
Yeah, definitely. Tyler Childers and Zach Bryan. Noah Kahan is another one. Just anybody that's writing and being authentic to themselves, not to give the political answer, but anyone who's writing real stuff that just feels like it has a soul to it, I'm down to listen to.
All right, and you're getting better in your guitar playing, obviously.
Yeah, I'm trying to, especially when, you know, you're trying to emulate John Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to practice a little bit for that one.
And there's a lot of pressure on him. You're a solo act. You don't have any background, you know, you don't have a band yet.
Yeah,
know
not a band yet. Keyword yet. That's definitely, you know, that's definitely on the road. But right now it's just an acoustic act, and I'm singing, and, you know, there's armor in that. What's funny is I realized I don't like singing alone as much as I like singing with the guitar. It's kind of like armor to the crowd in a way.
Right.
But I love singing acoustic. I love just kind of running the show. I'm vain like that. What can I say? But yeah, there's definitely a band in the future, and I've got guys that I absolutely want to work with that are buddies of mine. But for right now and what I'm doing, self-releasing songs, it's best when it's just me connecting with the audience solo.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Chickasha native John Allen, a fairly new country music singer, songwriter, and artist. So talk about this trip to Nashville, how that all come about. And that was really kind of fate almost, I guess.
Oh, I mean, it was totally a blessing, totally a God thing. But I didn't even have a song out yet. Like, I wasn't even releasing demos of what I was doing. And a family friend got me in contact with a producer that he knew in Nashville. And I went up just...
Which is? Who's that?
Luke Wooten.
Okay.
Yeah. Has Station West up in Nashville. Anybody who's familiar with Barry Hill might know it. But I went to Nashville, and I went to the studio, and he just was like, let's see what you got. Gave me a guitar. I started playing some songs. And started playing some more songs, and he started asking me to play even more songs. And by the time that meeting was over, we kind of had a rough outline of what we wanted to do and work together on. And right before I left the studio, he said, hey, did you like that guitar? I was like, yeah, I mean, it was a nice guitar. Of course, I'm throwing it in different tunings and playing it like I wanted to play it. And he said, yeah, that's my buddy Chris. That's his guitar. You know, he lets me have it. And I said, Chris who? He said, oh, yeah, Chris Stapleton. I was like,
wow.
Huh.
How about that?
I said, I'm glad you told me after I played it instead of before. So it's just fun. It's a completely different world, and to be able to be surrounded by such talented musicians who know exactly what they're doing, and for them to be able to say, hey, I like your songwriting. I like your stuff. Like, there's something to this.
And
it's very encouraging.
He's had a lot of recognition.
Oh, I mean, he's worked with anybody and everybody. You know, Brad Paisley, Steel Drivers. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. I mean, I don't know what he's doing with me, but I'm glad that he's given me the time of day.
So any comparison between you and Garth Brooks at Oklahoma State, you know, he got his start, you know, playing on the curbside, you know,
playing at Willie's in Stillwater. Yeah. Anyone who finds a comparison between me and Garth Brooks is either lying or just way too kind. he's incredible. You know, I actually saw him in concert once, and it was his showmanship. Little side note, showmanship is incredible.
A lot of energy, no doubt, yeah.
And I think he did like two shows in one night, which is something I couldn't do, just doing an acoustic act and not running around like he did. So.
Yeah, well, plus a big band and all that.
There's levels to this.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no
kidding.
There
is definitely levels to this.
So you've got some shows coming up.
That's right.
So what's coming up here very soon?
So I got a show on April 10th coming up, And it's going to be showing off the Dying Days collection, which is just the 8 songs that I had recorded. Some are released, but most aren't. So this is me playing the unreleased music that'll be coming later. But it's Friday, April 10th, and doors open at 6:30, and the show's at 7.
And this is in Newcastle?
That's right. Newcastle at The Barn and Country Club. It's going to have a food truck. My sponsors, I'd like to plug them real quick.
Please.
But it's 10 Arrows Stockyards Hotel, One Crafty Chick, Always Real Estate, Charles Allen Ford. That figures.
Sure.
The agency, Tactical Pest Solutions, Mike and Kay Hurley, and Dr. Pepper. Shout out to Chick-fil-A's own Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. There you go. But I'm excited. This is the first real concert I've ever done. Everything else has been bar shows and private events. So to be able to say, hey, I've got a concert coming up and you can buy tickets for it, that's pretty insane. By the way, that's important.
Yes.
Visit johnallenofficial.com. Again, johnallenofficial.com. Find me on social media. Reach out to me there. We can get your tickets sorted out if you want to come see me play.
And if somebody wants to invite you to a party or
absolutely
a special event or anything like that,
do the same. Find me on social media again and reach out to me through my DMs. And we can definitely check my schedule. And I'd love to come play at a private event, or if you've got a bar or venue that you want me to play at, I'll definitely be there.
So pretty much Oklahoma stuff right now.
Yeah, regionally, Oklahoma. Played all over from, you know, Jet to Chickasha to Stillwater, you know.
That's a ways, yeah.
Oh, man, it was a drive. It was fun, though. It was a good time. But, yeah, just trying to play and get my name out there in Oklahoma right now. Doesn't mean I'm opposed to doing a Texas show or an Arkansas show, but for right now, I'm just trying to keep my head above water in Oklahoma.
Sounds great. All right, John, appreciate your time, and good luck with your new career here.
Thank you. I'm going
to
need it.
Yeah, happy to help you out with that, so thanks a lot. John Allen, our guest on our Cool Conversation program today, and a big thanks to our sponsors who are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.